Peter, why didn't we get him up from the inside, Peter? standing up. I'm sure if you've been fishing, you know you can smell very much of fish, can't you? So I smell very fishing, and Peter was smelling very fishing. But actually, he didn't need to worry. There's a lot of crab up in the distance. He had a surprise as well. I thought he saw a man walking the water. The man walked in the water, the man came straight up to him. The man looked in the eye, the man put his hand on his shoulder. And he said, Simon, son of Jonas, from now on your name is going to be called Death. And Peter looked down at it. And I said, Messiah, I told you, Jesus. Now, children, you may get a bit confused because Jesus said to Peter, your name is Simon. I've been calling you Peter to try and say you've been confused, right? But up to this point in the story, Peter's name had been Simon. So Jesus knew his name, isn't that amazing? If you read the Bible, you'll know that Jesus knows your name today. Jesus cares about you. Jesus knew Peter's name, but that's Simon, his name has been Simon. He not only knew his name, he knew his father's name, Joseph. Simon, son of Joseph, absolutely amazing. Peter's still there, my God. And then, you'd say, what a cheek. And you're coming up to somebody and saying, from now on, your name's going to be called Peter. You know, me coming up to Bruce and saying, hello Bruce, from now on, your name's going to be called Homer. Bruce didn't like that very much. But you see, when Peter looked into the eyes of Jesus, and I'm looking into your eyes now, I'm loving your eyes, but as Peter looked into the eyes of Jesus, he saw great kindness, great love, great compassion, and he felt Jesus knew everything about. And he knew that Jesus had every right to change his name. And as Jesus turned around, went away back out, Peter turned around to Andrew and said, Andrew, we have found one of the promises we have found in the fire. And instead of Peter feeling all hopeless and gloomy, Peter now felt there was hope. Hope at last. Perhaps God did care. There was a bit of advice to say, what if it is really true? What if it is really true? When he got home and talked to his wife and that, we had to have a good boy, he had to go to bed in the afternoon because he was getting up again and go fishing. He must have thought, what's going to do with that? It's really true. So anyway, their Sabbath came round. We have our Sabbath, the day we worship God on a Sunday. They had their day when they worshipped God on a Saturday. And they put their best clothes on and they went off to the synagogue, like our church, to worship God. Can you come with Andrew? And you know, they sat on the floor just like you sitting on the floor. And they met their friends, James and John. And who was James and John? Jesus. Jesus had come to the synagogue to worship God as well. And they all came in and sat down and said, lovely and quiet. Somebody, I know who you are! Scream out. You're Jesus of Nazareth, you're the Son of God. It's an evil voice, an angry voice. A Peter voice. Everybody may be scared of you. I'm not going to have him spoiling this time when our wonderful friend has just come, Jesus. I'll get him out and throw him out. But he's a Jesus voice. Jesus was saying in a lovely, quiet, powerful voice to me. Evil spirits come out of that man. And it's the first time for many years he sat there. A normal face, a smiling face, talking to Jesus. So he just met Jesus. You know, Peter began to realize, oh, perhaps he's going to be the deliverer of God. I don't know what Peter's wife thought when for Sunday lunch she saw five men walking in the front door. There was Peter, there was Andrew, there was James, there was John, there was Jesus. Peter and Andrew weren't particularly worried about Sunday lunch today. Peter was could Jesus do something about my mother-in-law? The doctor said yesterday it's hopeless.
spoke to you. And he leant over to his mother-in-law and looked down to her, like his father's face. And he spoke to her. He didn't speak to the man in the synagogue. He spoke to the evil spirit. And on this occasion, he said, spoke to the fever. And he said, fever, come out of this woman. This illness, come out of this woman. And they stood there waiting. Did Jesus really have deliverance? Did he really have power? She opened her eyes. She looked around. She smiled. Nothing better. She'd been laying there for weeks. She stood up. Do you know what she said? Can I eat some dinner? Amazing, wasn't it? And I asked her to move. And that evening, it was wonderful. Crowds of people came to Jesus, bringing those who were sick and unwell, those who were dying and couldn't see, for Jesus to heal. Well, that was wonderful. And Peter and Andrew talked a lot about that. But then they, on my plane again on these cards, they go fishing again. The light night comes and they go fishing. And that fishing again, just like they always do, very, very exciting. Very exciting. He's found in the fire. What a difference the first time Peter was there, feeling hopeless and gloomy. Now his mother-in-law was well again. Jesus has healed him. They've seen Jesus do his wonderful miracles in the synagogue. Wonderful, they've met Jesus. And they were talking and talking and talking. And after that now, and he said, Peter, do you realise we haven't caught anything yet? He said, nothing. He said, let's move the boat over. So they moved the boat over to deep water and they get down to this again. They got talking now, getting serious. And they called nothing. I know people, there's a sandbank over there. Let's move the boat over there. Let's boat that might get down again. He said, there's always fish here, always fish here. And let's move it down again. They called nothing. And the night was going by, and Peter said, we've never had a night like this before. Remember that I ever had in my life called not even a single crab? No. And John said, what? So Andrew said, well, he said, we're going to have to let the nets down over the rock. There are always fish over the rock. The only trouble is tearing the nets badly. He said, well, that's true. That's a mistake. So he moved the boat over the rock. They let down the net over the rock. He started getting tangled with the rock. And they caught. Sun came up, and they had to take a boat back to the beach. And there were all the fish merchants saying, how much have you caught today? Nothing. You caught nothing. Well, they had a very miserable morning. They had fairly bad assorted nets to mend. Remember who was in their mending the net saying, what on earth happened last night? You never ever known nets catching nothing. You know, fast sized openers, lots of people were on the beach. More people, more people, more people were coming on the beach. And then they saw Jesus coming across the beach. And Jesus came right up to their boat and he said, Simon Peter, he said, can I use your boat? Peter thought, did you just go fishing? I'll pretend it's not going to catch anything. But Jesus said, I want to teach these people from your boat to be safer. And so they pushed the boat out to the shore and Jesus turned around and faced the beach. And there were thousands of people sitting on the beach listening to Jesus. And Jesus spent the whole morning teaching people. He talked about God's love. And he said, do you think I've come to tell you that you've got to do good all the time? He said, that's good. If you help mommy with washing up, that's lovely. If you never tell a lie, that's good. Just what Moses said, don't tell a lie. If you never kill anybody, that's good. If you don't steal from people, that's good. And God will be pleased with you. And God will bless you. But he said, I've come to tell you something more important, Jesus said. I've come to tell you the most important thing is that your hearts are dirty. Your hearts are sinful. And that makes God unhappy. And he said, I want to tell you, if you believe in me, I can give you a clean heart. I can come and live in your heart, God can live in your heart, and you can only tell right. And God won't just bless you on this life, you will go to be with God when you die in heaven. And Jesus said, that's far better. You know, there's some people in that crowd who hated Jesus for saying that. They were the religious people. And they only thought they could please God by only doing things for life. And when Jesus said to them, your hearts are dirty, simple, they hated Jesus for it. People say that like being told. Their hearts are dirty. Their hearts are simple. And so, Peter thought, what Jesus is saying is absolutely right. That's why we always let people down. Because we've got simple hearts. But after Jesus had been with people, Jesus said to Peter, right now, Peter, and he said, push the boat out into the deeper water. So he pushed the boat out into the deeper water. And then Jesus said to Peter, Peter, let down the net for some fish. Oh, Jesus, Peter said. We've been fishing all night. We've caught nothing. They did say something, and they let down the net for some fish. You know what? Very first time, the net came up full of fishes. And they were dropping all over the boat, jumping back out of the boat, everywhere. But you know, Peter immediately put them together. He thought, last night we caught nothing. Now Jesus has been teaching us about this sin about our hearts. And now all these fish are here, not with Jesus, and he realized he was in the presence of God. And he felt so dirty, so simple. And he fell down in front of Jesus and said, oh Jesus, he said, please leave me. He said, I'm such a simple person. Do you know what Jesus said? He said, no, Peter, I want you to follow me. I want you to trust me. I want you to believe in me. I want you to love me. And I'll make you fishers of men. And so did Peter and Andrew, James and John became Jesus' disciples. They followed him every day, listened to his teachings, they saw his miracles. And then one day they went to a quiet place. Jesus said, let's go to a quiet place. And so they got in a boat and went over the sea, the other side of the sea, and they got crowds of people. They thought they were going to have a quiet time. But the crowd of people came and followed them. Crowds of them. So much for them having a quiet time. They were tired, you see. They had some very bad news. That's why Jesus wanted to be alone with the disciples. But the crowd of people came. And there were over 5,000 people there. Think of that. There are about 50 people in here. There were over 5,000 people there. More than 5,000 people. And Jesus was teaching them all morning. And then the disciples came to Jesus and said, you better send them away. He said, they're going to start getting hungry. And we haven't got enough food to feed them. He said, will you feed them? And the disciples looked at Jesus and said, over 5,000 people? How can we feed over 5,000 people? Jesus said, how much food have you got? And he found one little boy that I'm feeding. And he had a little bag, and he had 5 little red rolls in it, and 2 fish. Just enough in the feeding. Jesus said, bring it to me. And Jesus took that bread and he started breaking it. And the fish. He was laughing. And the people watched. And God asked him, Jesus asked God's testimony. And you know, it fed over 5,000 people and there was food left over afterwards. And the people there got very excited. And they said, he's just like Moses. Some of you may know the story of Moses, some of you might not, but when the Israelites were in the wilderness, Moses asked God to give them bread, and God gave them bread from heaven. Every morning they went out and they picked up the bread. And the people said, he's just like the prophet Moses. He's given us bread to eat. And the people said, let's make him king. Let's throw the Romans out. And they got very excited. We're going to make Jesus king. We're going to make Jesus king. We're going to make Jesus king. Right, but the disciples are excited as well. You know, Jesus, he's just come to be king on this earth. And he said to the disciples, send the people away now. And he said, you get in the boat and you go back home. The disciples were a bit disappointed, I think. The people went off home talking about this wonderful thing that had happened. And the disciples got in the boat and went back over the sea. But halfway through the night, halfway across the sea, you can see what happened. Huge storm came, black clouds, rushing wind and rain, and huge waves. If I shouted it really loud, you wouldn't have to hear me. The noise was so great. You would have got close. The waves were attacking the boat as though they were trying to destroy the boat. The wind seemed as though it was trying to destroy the boat. You could almost imagine the waves having eyes in them and trying to attack the boat like that. They were frightened. These were fishermen. And on top of that, all they saw a ghost. All came across the water. A ghost. They said a ghost. Don't be afraid.
Thank you, Uncle Paul.